Welcome to Ask and It Is Given. For almost 20 years, Esther and Jerry Hicks have brought forward the evolved consciousness collectively known as Abraham to audiences worldwide. These energies speak through Esther as they answer questions and offer teachings from their non-physical perspective. In the next hour, you'll hear Esther Hicks and Abraham explain many powerful laws of the universe and answer questions from audience members. Today's show was recorded in Los Angeles, California in 2001.
When you come to that place where a desire has been born within you, the idea of it is clear and bright, but the realization of it has not yet happened. You're not yet with that person, or the dollars have not yet come, or you're still driving the other one or living in the other one. You know clearly what you want, but it hasn't yet happened to you. And you stand in a place of satisfaction where you are and eager anticipation about where you are going. That is the optimum creative stance, because under those conditions, there is little or no resistance within your vibrational output. So you are in the state of allowing the desire that you have given birth to. And as you are in the state of allowing the desire that you've given birth to, law of attraction must bring it to you. But if you stand in this place of having a clear idea of what you want, but when you look at where you stand, you feel disappointment about where you are. Oh, I'll be so much happier once this happens. Or I'll feel so much better when I get rid of that. In that discouragement where you stand, or in that uneasiness of where you stand, or in that fearful, unhappy place that you now stand, that you believe your desire will soothe. Unhappy now, once my desire happens, then it will be all right. Your desire cannot come to you because you are vibrationally different from it. Law of attraction is the fantastic, always consistent law that manages this universe in which we are all focused. And what law of attraction says is that when you are offering a vibrational signal, that signal can be and will be matched. So if you are offering a desire signal occasionally, but a this is how it is signal mostly, then you just keep living this is how it is. How you want it to be cannot come. And so what this gathering is about is helping you to come into conscious recognition of what your vibrational output is right now. Well, this is what we want you to do. We want you to, for a little while, make an effort to catch yourself with egg on your face. And what we mean by that is when you are in any mode of negative emotion, that's when you're doing that thing you do that is not allowing you to be the receiver of what you're asking for. It is so important that you realize that this creative process, even though we talk about it on and on and on, bless your hearts, we are amazed at your willingness to listen. We talk on and on and on and on. It is such a simple thing. There are three points to this creative system. The first is you ask, and you know you cannot help but ask. The contrast that you are living within is producing desire or asking from you on all levels of your being. Even the cells of your body are asking. You are asking steadily. You will never cease asking. It is the byproduct of this contrasting universe in which we are all focused. And you are on the leading edge with the most exaggerated contrast. So you are asking the most. So the first step is asking. You can't help but ask. You're asking. The second point or phase or step in this process is the answering, and that's not your work. The universe does the answering. The universe is yielding to you. So steps one and two are already taken care of without even your conscious awareness. You ask, the universe yields. The third point is your part. You've got to let it in. You must be aware of whether you're letting it in or not in order to be the deliberate creator that you are born to be. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. It will be a fantastic unfolding here. You will notice that some will ask your question even better than you could. You will feel sometimes a question being born right within you as you are sitting here. This is a gathering of co-creating at its very best. You are here in your physical bodies, but you are far more than the physical body that you know as you, the personality that you know as you, is this multidimensional energy that has the ability to expand, to surprise and delight you in ways not yet fathomed by you or even by your species. There is so much that is before you in this physical lifetime that you are focused within here and now. And it is our desire that you begin to be the personal recipient of the things that you are honing from the contrast. In other words, the contrast often causes you to ask, and as you ask, the universe always yields, and so your time-space reality is benefiting by your exposure to the contrast. But the question that we are wanting to put to you is, are you really receiving all that you deserve? And we're really not asking you for the answer to that, because we know the answer to that. You're not receiving anywhere near what you deserve. Your deservability level is beyond your wildest expanding ideas at this point. And that's what this gathering is about. We want to help you to come into vibrational harmony with your own potential. We want this life experience to thrill you in the way it is thrilling your non-physical counterparts. We want you to feel the joy of the expansion in the way that you felt it when you made the decision to come forth into these bodies to begin with. Right here, right now, we want you to start letting it in. When you croak, we like that word, it's so disrespectful, because there is no death. When you make your transition from physical to non-physical, when you reemerge back into the non-physical, you will again fully, consciously know all that we are speaking here. In other words, once you make that transition, you will leave all resistance behind, and you will be the full, loving, loved, all-knowing being that you truly are. And what we're wanting you to come to recognize is that you don't have to wait until you croak to have that experience. You can open to that knowing here and now, but you have to let go of a little bit of resistance. And our recommendation is that you do it just one little negative emotion at a time. So, we said to our angry friend that day, when she said how many times, and we said 2,000 times, 2,000 times on a good day, you may catch yourself in a mode of negative emotion. Esther says, oh, I'm doing that thing, aren't I? I'm doing that thing, right in the middle of a sentence. I'm doing that thing, aren't I? Jerry just smiles. He's learned not to comment. Funny how feels all right when you point it out about you, but doesn't feel very good when anybody else points it out. We don't encourage you to watch each other. I'm doing that thing, she will say. And there is something about the recognition that I'm doing it that puts it in a lighter, softer mode. In other words, it's such a simple thing when you are aware that you're doing it to just reach for a thought that is doing it a little less. But sometimes, because you're not sensitive early enough, you get quite a bit of momentum going before you're aware that you're doing that thing. After the cars have collided in traffic and you're sitting there in a rubble, and you say, I'm doing that thing, it would have been better if you had figured it out a little earlier. And that's really what we're wanting to help you with here, is catching yourself at the earlier, subtler stages. So we said to our friend, in all of those 2,000 times that you may be doing that thing and not in this moment allowing source energy to flow through you in the way that you really want to, it is usually only about a handful of issues. And so if you catch yourself 20 times today, you've probably dealt with all of those issues at least once. And if you catch yourself 20 times tomorrow, you've probably dealt with all of them again. And that's why within a period of just a few days, 30 days really, is enough time for you to substantially reduce your resistance, which is the same thing as saying to raise your allowance. In other words, the source energy is flowing to you, and you are allowing it or you're resisting it. And the better you feel, the more you are allowing it, the worse you feel, the more you are resisting it. Good. We're eager to talk with you. Let us begin. You are ready for us. Give us just a moment here. We're going to choose you in a specific order of unfolding. On the aisle right here, on the aisle right here, and then on the aisle right here.
Abraham, I'm trying to find out what it is that thing I do is in terms of my career. I love what I do. I want to continue. And I know I've gotten nowhere near where I want to be.
You're doing that thing you do.
I know. So I'm looking for guidance, process, words.
Well, just ramble a little bit. Talk with us a little bit. Now, we're going to play with you a little bit. Think of being locked onto that satellite or locked off. So just ramble with us a little bit, and we'll help you to feel.
Two thoughts occur. One is I'm trying to work on being a vibrational match to getting there. And I know that if I just let it go and stop the resistance, I had a thought last night that it's like being in a restaurant, and if there's a waiter and you give your order, you just let it go. You never worry that it's not going to appear.
Good.
You just know. You never think about it again.
Yes.
And that's the kind of lack of resistance, I think.
But you see, what happens is, as you have had experience in restaurants, and so the way your reality is unfolding matches your desire, then it's easy to let it in. That's what we meant when we said most of you allow right up to the limit of your credit, because that's believable to you, but that's as far as you can see. And we're wanting you to realize that it isn't about anything that you can see that is tangible. It's about a vibration that lets it in or does not let it in. So rather than talking about processes, just visit with us a little bit here about your career. Okay. Pretend that we are one of your friends that you chat with frequently. And don't give it to us the way you think we want to hear it. Talk as you normally talk about your career.
I do TV production. I'm freelancing. And I want to be working much more steadily and having to sell myself every single day.
All right. Now, does that not having to sell myself every single day feel like a locked-on signal to you or a locked-off? I don't like the way this feels. I don't like having to be out there beating the bushes.
Right.
Does that
right.
feel like it's locked on to the signal of desire, locked off?
Locked off.
So every time you say that, now you might not say exactly those words 2,000 times a day, but you may say words like that several hundred times a day. And every time you do, the vibration that is within you is a resistant vibration that isn't letting in. So here's an interesting thing. Each time you have an experience, let's say you had a particularly hard day, and all it did was goose up your desire even stronger. And so you're asking louder or longer today than you usually do. Well, the universe is hearing and answering, so there is benefit in that contrast because it produces sharper, clearer, more specific desire within you. In other words, sometimes by banging around out there, you get clearer and clearer about what you want. And so you exude vibrations that ask with more specifics. And every time you do that, the universe just answers, 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 answers. So now as you begin to work on softly being more often in the receiving mode, what will happen is you'll begin letting those answers in. Sometimes there's an expression in the physical environment that you use to entertain each other. It doesn't serve you very well. About, I worry that I'll go down to the dock and that my ship will have already come and gone. I'll miss my boat. And we say, another boat, another boat, another boat, another boat, another boat, another boat. You have no idea how many boats are coming to your dock. In other words, it's a steady stream, and it doesn't matter how many of them you've missed. The only thing that matters is what are you doing right now in your vibration, and you can tell what you're doing right now in your vibration by the way you feel. So the dialogue that's coming out of your mouth or the thoughts that are rolling around in your mind are very important because they are letting in or not letting in what you're asking for. So ramble a little more here.
Well, I've been working on changing perspective, but the thing that I would be saying to a friend, as you asked, what is, you know, I want a certain title, a certain amount of money, minimum, steady employment, certain types of projects I'm working on.
All right, now let's go back to the restaurant with you.
Okay.
So you placed your order. And now the waiter's walking by your table again. And so you grab the waiter by the apron and you say, do you remember what I told you I wanted? Did you write it down? Let me see where you wrote it down. Did you tell the cook exactly what I told you? Come back here in about 2 minutes. I want to talk with you about that. In other words, you don't keep asking and asking and asking
exactly,
and asking. As you said so clearly, you ask and then you just sort of let it go. You trust that the process will bring it to you. Mm-hmm. And so what you're really saying to us is, I have more faith in the restaurant system than I do in universal forces that have put this earth in orbit, that keep it spinning in perfect proximity to other planet, that keeps the tomato on this planet eon after eon. And so we're playing with you. We want you to reach for levels of trust that you have asked. In other words, you don't have to keep asking. Now, sometimes it's fun to keep talking about it, because when there is something that you desire and it's really a delicious thing and it hasn't yet manifested, but talking about it is delicious. In other words, talking about the lover that will come, or talking about the career that is unfolding, or talking about the house that is evolving. Sometimes it is very satisfying to be standing without something and dreaming about it. And if you are using your conversation to talk about what you want for the purpose of pleasure or entertainment or enjoyment, then it is serving you very well. But if you're asking again because you think someone has forgotten, because it isn't showing up, now that is a vibration of not letting it in. So we want you to begin thinking about what you're letting in. You're letting in what you do want, not keeping out what you don't want. And the way you let in what you do want is by no longer doing that thing you do that is keeping it out, because it wants in. That's the thing that we're most wanting you to understand. We're wanting somehow to get you reoriented to realize that the well-being is abounding and it wants in. It's coming in response to what you're asking for. It wants in. It's practically beating down the door. It really, 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 really wants in. It's right there for you. All you have to do is try just a little more in every day, to say more things that feel good and fewer things that feel bad. If you have patterns with people where, you know, the people that you get with that you complain so easily, and they can match you point for point. In other words, you complain, they complain, you complain, they complain. And we know that you're working on not being a complainer, but you know what we're talking about. There are conversations that are easier to complain about. There are people that are easier to complain to. And what you're wanting to do is just realize the importance of finding more places where you're letting in more of what you're wanting. In light of what we've been talking about, dialogue with us relative to your work, trying to find words that you believe are letting in words. Let's see if we can generate some of that here.
Letting in words. Money comes to me easily. The positions are out there for me to have. The perfect project is out there for me to have.
Well, we hear your words, but we're not hearing it. So don't hit it so head on. Mm-hmm. Go to a place that you already do believe.
I know what I'm doing.
Good. That's very good. You do, don't you?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's a locked-on statement. In other words, there's no resistance in that vibration at all. So can you feel how the day could not be going the way you want it? The new project could not have surfaced yet. Mm-hmm. And you could be in that sort of discouraged attitude. And then you could say, I know what I'm doing. I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. And in that statement, you just open right up. So when you catch yourself doing that thing you do, and then you shift it to a statement like that, for that moment, you're not doing that thing you do. Your resistance has been diluted just a little bit. And if you could see an aerial view of the way things are moving, just in that simple statement, things move forward, things move more into alignment, future experiences are lined up better, manifestation is quicker, just from that one statement, just from that one moment of letting it in. And what happens is, after you play with this a little while, you really get the hang of it. You get so that you recognize way in advance, you find yourself saying, oh, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I've been there. I know what that feels like. I'm going to tiptoe around that one for a little while, you see. You'll hear much more as we're moving along.
Thanks.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Good morning. I feel that I have to be present to receive. Is that necessarily true?
What do you mean, I have to be present to receive?
I'll give you an example. Like in my business, I usually do the work personally, and I've called forth that people pay me just for my name or just for being physically present without actually efforting. And I've been able to manifest an example like that, but I find that as time goes on, I'm having to put more effort into it. And I feel like I have to effort once the money comes in. I would like to change that belief so that I can just sit down and receive, because you've talked about our feeling of deserving, our feeling of, for lack of a better word, entitlement. We're entitled to whatever it is that we want to receive. I want to be able to receive like that without so much effort. I want to spend more time dancing and having fun than actually working.
Well, that's really what this gathering is all about, because so many of you are working very hard to justify your well-being. But let's talk about, we're talking about energy lining up. So let's talk about this in some detail here. You'll really hear this.
Okay.
So whatever you're living has caused you to offer a desire. And let's say that, as you said, your desire is to have dollars flowing to you at a very comfortable, dramatic, steady pace. But mixed in with this desire is you're wanting greater ease in your life. You're wanting more playtime in your life. You're wanting to attract other people in your business that can assist you, quality people. You're wanting to be known for your company as well as for your action. You're wanting to be known for your insight and for your methodology and for your processes and for your ability to attract others to assist you. In other words, we've described it pretty well here.
Exactly, yes.
And so you have this desire going, but you also have a set of beliefs. Now, the way you feel in any moment is always about the distance between what you believe and what you desire. So you've got this desire going, and then let's say that you currently believe that in order for dollars to really flow to you, that you've got to be there. Let's say that you don't have anyone that's really a leader like you are. And so if you're not present, it's really not going to be as sharp and clear and a satisfying result as you want. So under those conditions, you be there. Well, your being there is part of the alignment process under these conditions. In other words, you have this desire, you have these set of beliefs, and by taking this action, you are actually offering less resistance than if you stayed home. And you can tell by the way you feel that you're going and participating is a better choice, because in doing that, you feel ease. In other words, so you know you're lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, it's the best you can do. But then as you go, once again, in your action process, you reaffirm, I really don't want to be here this much. Universe, I want others to assist me. So the universe yields to you someone, and it's really someone who is very, very good. And people are responding to this person in a very powerful way. And you're starting to feel a little uneasy, because they like this person a lot, and this person has talents that even go beyond some of the talents that you have. You're not identical, and now you're feeling some kind of uneasiness. Even though the universe has yielded to you what you said you want, now what's surfacing is something else that was out of whack that you didn't even know was out of whack. So you say, oh, well, that person's out of here. And then you feel a little better relative to one issue, and now you're working too hard relative to the other issue, and you say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not in alignment. So you say, well, bring that person back. So that person comes back, and then you work on appreciating their talents, appreciating your talents. You come to recognize that together you make a better whole. You get a sense of what we're talking about.
Yes.
It's a constant process of bringing yourself into alignment. It's like, let's take the subject of food. So I want to be slender, and I want to eat that, but I believe that eating that will make me fat. Well, there's no way you can reconcile that. You can't hold this desire and these beliefs and that action and feel good at the same time. So you don't eat it and you feel deprived. You're still in a place of resistance. You do eat it, you feel guilty. You're still in a place of resistance. In other words, it isn't about what you do. It's about what you do with your mind that brings you into alignment, you see. And that's why we're taking a very new tack. In other words, these words are very, very new about letting the slender in, letting the well-being in, rather than trying to bag up the darkness and drag it away. It's about finding the thought that feels good when I think it. And a lot of people say, as you do, well, I'm not wanting to work this hard, but I can't stop working this hard because this is the way that the dollars flow, and this is what I brought my lifestyle to. So you feel sort of trapped by your own desire.
Thank you.
Stay with us for more of Ask and It Is Given, a live lecture brought through Esther Hicks from the evolved consciousness collectively known as Abraham. To learn more about Esther Hicks and Abraham, visit HayHouse.com.
I'm Summer McStravick, and maybe you've heard my show, Flow Dreaming. I teach you about a powerful method for manifesting, and if you want to continue your learning, please visit flowdreaming.com. There you'll find articles, my book, and many guided Flow Dreaming CDs. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a free MP3 download. So continue your search for truth at flowdreaming.com.
Banish anxiety, distress, and depression to make 2007 your best year yet. Join Dr. Eve Wood, psychiatrist and best-selling author, for a life-changing weekend workshop based on her new book, 10 Steps to Take Charge of Your Emotional Life, at The Crossings in Austin, Texas, February 9th through 11th. Discover how to harness your inner healer and transform your life. For information, visit www.thecrossingsaustin.com. Would you like to make a living by making a difference? Join success coach and author Michael Neal in New York City on the 20th and 21st of January for Coaching Mastery, a two-day intensive workshop to take your coaching, your practice, and your life to the next level. To learn more, visit us online at www.geniuscatalyst.com. That's geniuscatalyst.com.
See Bishop Jordan live in a city near you in his new The Laws of Thinking 2007 book tour. This transformational lecture will show you how your thoughts have the power to shape your life. Nothing happens without thought. Bishop Jordan will help you think, understand, and organize your thoughts into a system that will ensure abundance in your life. Why settle when you can have all you desire? Plus, Bishop Jordan will be answering questions and signing books after every lecture. Call now, 800-654-5126, or visit www.hayhouse.com.
Take a vacation to the Mediterranean with Sylvia Brown and find the answers you've been searching for. Join Sylvia and spiritual intuitive Colette Baron-Reed for the all-new 2007 Spiritual Connections Cruise to the Mediterranean, departing from Rome on September 25th. During this 10-night cruise, you'll meet Sylvia in person, enjoy hours of exciting workshops, and you can even ask Sylvia a question. Tickets will sell out, so call now, 888-259-9191, extension 1213, or visit www.sylvia.org.
Find spirituality in all of your relationships with world-famous psychic Sylvia Brown in her new 2007 Spiritual Connections Multi-City Tour. Let Sylvia guide you to more fulfilling relationships and help you attract more positive people in your life. Special bonus, intuitive Colette Baron-Reed is co-hosting this lecture with Sylvia and will provide live readings to select audience members. Tickets are selling fast, so call now, 800-654-5126, or visit sylvia.org.
Hello, I'm Louise Hay. Congratulations, you found us. Welcome to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
We now return to Ask and It Is Given, a live lecture from Esther Hicks as she brings through the vibration of Abraham.
You see, that's the key. You've got to be able to do that without trying too hard to factor in what anybody else thinks about it.
Well, my way out that I've used in other situations is to challenge the universe to show me how to do that, and then to let the way for me to feel release come to me. So I guess I'll have to do that here.
So give us a little more clarification around that. We're going to get to the bottom of this easily here. Just ramble just a little bit.
Okay, what I really want is to just get paid for sitting in the room, or just get paid for looking over somebody's shoulder, or for coming up with an idea. That's what I really want.
Why? Why?
Because it'll be fun. And my energy can be spent doing things that are more fun to me.
Well, now let's talk about this a little bit. Do you remember being a little girl? And do you remember being in a room with adults? And do you remember having something that you wanted to say? And do you remember someone saying to you, just sit there and be in the room and don't say anything? In other words, is that really what you want? Do you really have nothing to say?
Well, I have lots of things to say. Maybe to be clearer, I would like to be in the room to say what I have to say, not have to lift a pencil, turn on my computer or anything, and simply get paid. I'd like to be able to take off on vacation, come back, and have checks sitting there waiting for me. That's what I want. And I know I can create that because I think this situation here is my first step towards that. I can see parts of it that I want and parts that I don't want. So it's more about letting go of the stuff I don't want so I can move.
We want to put something in a very clear perspective for you because there are about 200 people in this room, many of whom would give their right arm to be sitting in this chair. In other words, you should feel the vibration as the hands go up and the desire is very powerful about, I want to be there. And yet here you are. In other words, we have to tell you that the vibration of your desire was really out there. And so here you had an opportunity to just sit in the room, keep your mouth shut, and yet here you are talking to us. In other words, you're interested in dialoguing, you're interested in understanding, you are interested in creating, you're interested in projecting thought, you are interested in being heard, you're interested in being known, you're interested in contributing, you are interested in co-creating. You get a sense?
Absolutely.
And so as we hear your words, we do not think that the words that you're speaking match up exactly with the vibration that we feel from you. We think that you are a creator. In other words, we think that the reason that you went into this profession to begin with is because you had strong desire. Can you remember what any of them were? There was, why did you choose this profession? Did you say, I just want to find something where I can be paid well and hardly do anything? Or did you have other reasons?
Well, I'm told that at the age of 4, I decided that I would be an attorney because I was tired of other people making the rules. Because I wanted to be heard, I guess.
And yet you just said to us, I don't want to be heard. I don't have anything to say. I don't even want to lift a pencil. I just want them to pay me for my presence. And what we want to help discover here is, how do you really feel about this? In other words, do you want to be a representer? Are there things that you want to promote? We can feel very strong current of desire within you. We felt it. It's why you're sitting here in this chair under these conditions. We can feel that you were born with very powerful intentions, and we can feel that, as you said, at a very early age, you sort of hooked into that desire, and the universe has been yielding to you in a powerful way for a very long time. Now we feel what has happened to you is that as you sort of got caught up in the gridlock or the nitty-gritty of all of the details, that there's just far more doing or far more action than you want. In other words, you're an idea person. You are an inspired person. You are one who is able to see the total vision. You are able to sniff out or get a whiff of what's really going on and even on psychic levels, understand it at very deep levels. You are an overseer. You are an overviewer. And we find that very commonly of those who come here to play with us. You like to plant the grass. You don't like to stick around to mow it. Someone put it in other words, you are sort of the visionary that is reaching out there. And we can still feel that. But we think that you are misrepresenting what you really want when you describe it as, I just want to sit back and not do anything. We think what you're saying is, I don't want to get bogged down. I don't want to argue with people constantly. I don't want to deal with the minutia of all of this stuff. I want to hold the idea purely, and I want to, on a vibrational or energetic level, move things into place. And I want to be responsible and a part of the uplifting process. I just don't want to get bogged down in all of the nitty-gritty.
That's exactly it.
If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would begin saying things like, the right people are coming to me. And the system is what it is, and I'm not single-handedly going to change it. But as I get more into vibrational sync with who I really am, the cases that are in sync with me will come. The cases that really have the meat in them that I would enjoy pursuing will come. The people that will assist me in dealing with the details of all of this will come. In other words, I'll catch my rhythm. Everything will be good. And in the meantime, what is the most interesting thing that I'm about right now? Or even when you are involved in this case, what's the most interesting thing about that now? In other words, keep seeing yourself as the high-minded overviewer. All of the masters of your society, no matter what their profession, we are vividly aware of every one of them. And we know that even in your specific desires, that you are multidimensional, you are multi-purposed. In other words, there is pleasure to be had from every detail of your experience. Esther loves, most of all, standing in this place and allowing Abraham to flow through her. It is the most energizing, delicious thing that she does. But you will be hard-pressed to find anybody who is having more fun in the computer than Esther is having, or more fun driving the monster bus than Esther is having, or more fun cooking a meal than Esther is having. In other words, there are all kinds of things that are really not up to par with who she really is in terms of what she has come to add value to the world, and yet there are many aspects to her life experience that are far from what she's doing right here and now that are equally in the moment pleasurable because there's not resistance in the moment of doing it. You get a sense of it?
Yes.
So we think sort of what's scrambled in there is some confusion about who you really are. We're not sure that you are sure who you really are. And at moments you catch glimpses of it, and at other moments you know that you're far from it. And we think that what you're fretting about mostly is that mode of not being locked onto who you are, not the details of what you're doing when you feel that way. Because the action is not what it's about. You can be locked on or locked off no matter what you are involved in the moment. And we think that what you're reaching for is for more locked on moments, but you are associating them with action. Okay. And it isn't about action. It's about you making the choice as you are moving along.
Okay.
You'll hear much more as we are moving forward.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Morning. May I ask a question about the non-physical world?
Certainly.
I have several assumptions. One is that you communicate telepathically. Is that true?
That is a good word. We would say vibrationally. In other words, we don't use words.
Mm-hmm.
We offer knowing vibrationally that is then interpreted. And mm-hmm. to the degree that the interpreter is able to interpret, some get words, some get thoughts,
mm-hmm.
some get feelings,
mm-hmm.
some get movement,
mm-hmm.
some get rhythm, some mm-hmm. get vision. Mm-hmm. You are interpreting non-physical energy in many different ways.
Right. I would imagine it's kind of like how you know or understand the message in your dream. You know, there's not a dialogue going on, but it's you know who the person is and you know what they're saying.
So there is a distinction, isn't there, between knowing
mm-hmm.
and knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Right. My other assumption is, and you already spoke about this, that don't wait until we pass to be happy. So I had thought that the state of consciousness in the non-physical world would be comparable to our state of consciousness that we had achieved in the physical world. But that's not true.
Give us a bit more about that.
Well, my mother preached that if you suffer now, when you die, you'll go to heaven. So I've been working to evolve. I've been working to evolve through that false belief. And
so go back to your original statement to us.
That the state of consciousness that you're in this world will be comparable to the state of consciousness in the non-physical world. So in other words, if you have a hell of a life here, you'll have it there. If you have a heaven of a life here, you'll be in heaven there.
Actually, that's all pretty much backwards. Here's how it is.
I knew it would.
From your non-physical perspective, and by the way, and it's a big distinction, a large part of who you are is in this moment non-physically focused. And a part of that energy is streaming through you here.
Right.
So the majority of you is that joyous non-physical energy
yes.
that is in this place of pure positive energy. Now, think in terms of what we've been talking about already here today about letting it in. That source energy mm-hmm. is pure positive energy. The only question is, how much of that are you letting in? In your physical format, as you focus upon things that make you feel unhappy or uneasy or uncomfortable, in that vibrational stance, you are holding yourself vibrationally apart so you are not receiving the fullness of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment that you make your transition back into non-physical, you leave behind all of those thoughts that were holding you in those places of doubt and fear. And in that moment, your energy becomes fully that which you are from non-physical.
Wow.
So you are always joyous from your broader non-physical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you allow it in the physical and sometimes you don't. It depends upon whether you're doing that thing you sometimes do right now or not. If you're not doing that thing you do, you're as joyful in your physical body in your now as you are in your joyous non-physical, what you are calling heavenly state.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place that anyone ever does that thing that they do that we're talking about is in the physical human consciousness. In other words, it only happens in this physical format, this is the only environment in which you are disallowing the source energy to flow. In non-physical, you do not disallow, you allow.
Hello. I have a homeopathically oriented doctor who's aware of energy and aware of, he's a good doctor. And just recently, I went to visit him, routine checkup, and he said, you know, you're looking good, but we had a mutual friend who had created cancer for himself, and I don't know if this was a part of it or not, but he just said, why don't we do some blood tests on you? And I said, okay. And so he said,
Let's not assume well-being. Let's look for trouble.
Yeah, right. Well, this was kind of, and I was thinking about it, and I kind of went with it because he's very much he's a homeopath and he's aware of energetic systems, and in the year I've been with him, he'd never mentioned this before. And so I said, okay, is there anything up? He said, no, I just want to, you know, it's kind of, you're getting to the age where it'd be good to, you know, have blood tests and check these things out and check your cholesterol. And I was going, okay, so I
that is the purpose of my existence, you see. That is what I have, and we do not mean this unkindly, but we are certain that this is a very well-meaning person.
Right.
But I have spent many years putting myself in the place right. where this is the way I interface with you. And while it seems that everything is perfect with you, shouldn't we probe a little deeper in order to satisfy my reason for existence?
Well, this is kind of, I mean, I just agreed to it, and I took him home and was there, and I listened to Abraham tapes on a regular basis, and kind of got, listening to one of the tapes, that I said...
Do you know that if a doctor gives you a test when you're locked off, the results will be very different than the test he gives
right.
you when you're locked on?
Interesting, yeah.
And then
right.
you take the test and you call it reality. And
right.
we say, it was a snapshot of a moment in time, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything except where you were in that moment. Except once you get the test, then you focus upon it more.
Right.
As you focus upon it
right.
more, it holds you in that vibration longer. As it holds you in that vibration longer, you disallow the well-being longer. As you disallow the well-being longer, then there's another test. In other words, we would not take the first test.
Well, that's my point. I haven't decided to do it, and I wanted to ask the question because it a lot of times.
Well, here's the criteria.
Yeah.
Do I take this test from a locked on or locked off physician?
Well, why do I need to take it? If I know that the way I need to show up in life is be as locked on as I can. Choose the thought that feels better, why do I need to take it in
because
the first
Because you
place?
Might want to please your friend.
I don't want to please my friend.
Because his vibration might be more dominant in the moment. He might have more energy revved up around the necessity of tests.
My friend the doctor?
Yes.
No, I'm fine with him. I'm fine with telling him no.
So then let's put this in a very clear place.
Yeah.
Does the test lock me on or lock me off? Does the idea of the test lock me on or lock me off?
There's
a question.
The idea
about
of the
this?
Test seems neutral. The possibility of a result coming back, I think that most everything is going to be fine. But I'm just trying. I was thinking, well, if a result came back and said, "Oh, your cholesterol is too high. Oh, we need to check this out." I was going, then the results may. I mean, I'm pretty good at, you know, being aware of where I'm putting my attention. But still, I'm going to go, you know, suddenly my attention may go somewhere where it hasn't been. So am I fooling myself by not wanting to go there?
Now that you've invested so much in this, you might as well have taken the test. In other words, you ran the energy gamut around it, you see. And we want these to be quicker decisions. In other words, we don't want you to struggle over... Because the test in and of itself is a non-issue.
Okay.
The test or even what it might produce in terms of results are non-issues.
Uh-huh.
Even if the test said you've got 14 things that people die from, it's a non-issue. Because all any of that is a registering of whether you're locked on or locked off in the moment. You've heard us say that if you have some negative emotion and you don't realize what it means, so you don't reach for a thought that feels better and then allow the energy to flow, don't worry about it. The negative emotion is going to get bigger. And if you still don't recognize it, it will get bigger. And if you still don't recognize it, it will get bigger until eventually there is something tangible, something measurable that is still only an indication of being locked off your signal. we really want you to get it, that it wouldn't matter to us if you had come back. It wouldn't matter to you either. If you'd come back and said, I went to the most renowned doctor tester of physical bodies in the world, and he's giving me these horrible, horrible, horrible results, we would say, well, what's that got to do with anything? And you say, well, Abraham, don't you understand? According to these tests, I'm really, 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 really sick. And we say, no, according to these tests, you're really, really, really locked off your signal. Choose another thought and get locked back on, and all of that will go away.
So
and you say, oh, but I don't think I want to get locked on. I think I would rather study the results of these tests for a really long time and continue to use them as my excuse. We are, of course, superimposing all kinds of others over you, but you're getting the sense of what we're talking about? The test doesn't matter. The snapshot in time does not matter, because in the next moment you can lock back onto your signal and allow the well-being to flood back into your experience. Where you are is only the platform from which you desire and then allow. And that's why you can never get it wrong, because in the next moment you have a different desire, a more emphatic desire, a more specifically focused desire, which you have the ability to allow. You have the ability to allow. You just have to get it through your head that you have the ability to allow, and that allowing always feels good, you see. So then everything else, all that other stuff that people are all worried about, becomes inconsequential. The only question is, does it lock me on or does it lock me off? Period.
So most of the time when people take tests that medical personnel offer in usually well-intentioned reasons, maybe not well-intentioned, but usually.
Well, it's well-intentioned. They
right.
have a business. They're
they
wanting
business.
To promote
right.
their business. They want to be of value to you. They've been taught by the society at large that the society at large does not understand their ability to be well, otherwise everybody would be, and that there are people that are wanting wellness and don't know how to get there. In other words, it's all co-creation. The doctor would not exist if it were not for the people who do not believe in their own ability to be well.
So,
it's co-creation, certainly. So, you've heard us talk that the range of thought is the range of thought that you hold. And if you've got this range of thought, that you do not have access to those bright, happy, fluffy thoughts over there when you're messing around in resistant thoughts that are depressing or angry in nature. So the best you can do is just reach for the least angry thought that you can find. You're not going to find a joyful thought in your range. Law of Attraction says that it is not possible. So you reach for the best feeling thought that you can find, and it's not that much better than the worst feeling thought in reality. But there is a distinction between the worst thought and a better feeling thought. So as you find a better feeling thought and you deliberately focus upon it, or even put your brain on pause for a moment while your vibration catches up with the higher vibration, you will find yourself as that better feeling thought will then be the mid-range thought, and the terrible thought now is slightly out of range, and a little bit better feeling thought is in range. So now you reach for the best feeling thought, and even though it's not all that great, it does feel better than that one over there. So you hold it for as little as 17 seconds, and now it becomes the mid-range vibration, which means that really uncomfortable thought is gone altogether, and a much better feeling thought is coming into view. Well, can you see how the exact opposite of that happens when you're looking for trouble? In other words, you're a little unhappy, you've been locked off, you've got something that's bothering you, you're not allowing your well-being, so you don't feel as peppy as you usually do, or your joints are hurting, or there's something, and so you begin thinking about it, and you begin talking about it, and then somebody says you might go have that checked, and can you see how you're reaching for a less good thought, and a less good thought, and a less good thought? Mm-hmm. And then they say, let's take some tests. In other words, which way is that going? and then it takes how many days for the results of the test to come back, and what's the condition of your mind during that time? More locked on or more locked off? In other words, it's really easy to see how little by little you teach each other, for no good reason, how to lock off your signal. Because what you're doing, you're looking out into the statistics of the world of people whose vibrational patterns you know not, looking at the results of their vibrational patterns as manifestations, and then you're saying, that could happen to me. And we say, that is the symptom of being locked off. If you're not locked off, it could not happen to you. And you say, well, I worry about it. And we say, locked off. And you say, and I know people that that's happened to. And we say, locked off. And you say, well, bad things do happen. There is a boogeyman out there. And we say, locked off, locked off, locked off, locked off. And you say, like Esther said, but it's true. As if speaking something that is true gives you a little latitude in your vibration. Finally, you come to this place where you say, true or not, other people experiencing it or not, all of what everybody is living and what everybody has always lived has always been a combination of their locked on moments and their locked off moments. And every single time, if you're up close to somebody and you get to examine the content of their day in terms of their mood or attitude, You never, ever, under those conditions, question what they're living, because what they're living is so evident in what they're letting in or what they're not letting in. In other words, the more joyful you are, the more you thrive. It is just that simple. So we wouldn't spend too much time trying to scrutinize any particular sticking point. We'd get off of it. A sticking point is a sticking point. Get off of it. Go into a clear space, connect with source energy, and then if you want to revisit it from a better feeling place, that's fine. But we would not go looking for trouble at the doctor's office.
Okay. Well, I think what I'm going to do is probably not take the test, and then I'll loan him this tape and have him listen to it. see what he thinks. But, well, thanks for dropping.
He won't like it.
I don't know. He may not.
Here is the thing that we would say. If you're really wanting to help someone that you care about, mm-hmm. who is in the medical profession, mm-hmm. ask this series of questions. Do you see different things happening to different people? Yes. Do you see same solutions, medicines, surgeries, processes being offered to different people having different results? Answer is, of course, yes. So can you see that there must be another underlying issue other than the face value of the behavior of a disease and the face value of the behavior of a solution? In other words, different people are getting different results from different things. Yes, I can see that there must be some other factor. Are you among those who are coming to recognize that attitude has a lot to do with the healing process? Almost all would say yes. Is it logical to you that someone could find patterns of thought that hold them in such a place of resistance that no matter what you as a physician does for them, their illness still prevails? Certainly, I've seen that, they would say. Can you accept that someone could have, by virtue of whatever they've been doing, a very powerful illness, and that somehow within the illness a strong desire could be born, and that somehow they could find a way of looking at it that would allow the wellness that defies all logic? Yes, I've read of those things. I've seen those things. And then say, then I'd like you to hear this tape, because this tape is telling you why that happens.
To learn more about Abraham, visit HayHouse.com to find the books, The Law of Attraction, and Ask and It Is Given by Jerry and Esther Hicks. You may also visit their website at abraham-hicks.com. Join us again next time for another hour of Ask and It Is Given.